follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Wherever you are on our lovely planet, it is...
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Being Here.
It's certainly lovely here today.
Yes, it is.
The cicadas are singing, the sun is shining, and
it's a cool, bright, beautiful fall almost day.
Today is a live show, and you are welcome to call in. Why
Our
not?
Our number is 1-866-472-5795.
Now, the theme of the show today is, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Always like to remind you all at the top of the show that we finish each other's sentences.
Well, we kind of remind ourselves that as we listen to our own style of communication.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. So, but as, like I say, as we listen to ourselves, we can hear that we finish each other's sentences. And one of the things we always talk about, and if you've heard this show before,
you'll know we always talk about it.
And we suggest that you actually listen to this part. It's about listening. Because most of us really only listen to our thoughts about what's being said, and we miss what people are saying. In fact, we even miss what we're saying.
Now, listening is so key. It pulls you into the moment. It has your life be rich. It has you be here. And, of course, listening, when we're talking about listening in terms of listening to someone speak, is not about listening to see whether or not you agree or disagree or already know it. It's about listening to hear what's being said from the speaker's point of view.
And if you were to go Zen on us, or we were to go Zen on you, we'd say it would be listening with a beginner's mind.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's it. Why? A beginner's mind is where you operate as though everything that you're hearing is for the first time. It's new, and you don't know it. You're passionately interested in learning. So, that's the intro to listening.
Now, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay.
I imagine that there are many people listening to the show today that think there are aspects of their lives that are broken.
Right, and that they need fixing, or at least their parents need fixing.
We certainly began that way.
We did.
My passion for what was possible and taking seminars really began with the idea that there was something wrong with me and I needed to look for the solution.
Change or fix yourself and those things that you thought were wrong to make you okay.
In fact, there's a whole section in our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life, where I talk about how in my first workshop, they asked, what do you want to get out of the workshop? And it was such a heavenly question because I wrote a list. I added a page. I attached a page to the little questionnaire of all the things that I wanted to get out of the workshop. And if I take a step back and look at all of those things, those were all things that I thought were wrong that needed improving. They just weren't my heart's desires about what I hope to accomplish or my career, quote, goals. They were all the things that I thought were wrong with me. And then when Shai and I got together,
we took courses and workshops to fix all the things that we thought were wrong with us.
And back in the early 80s, we came across this thing, which is now being called this new thing, the secret. But back then, we did things where we visualized what we wanted and our goals, and we got those things.
That's when things really got bad.
We got our Park Avenue apartment, the relationship, the marriage, the money, the stuff.
All the things that were supposed to produce satisfaction and well-being that didn't. So we started saying, wait a second, there's something wrong with what we're doing here. Maybe we're doing the wrong thing. I mean, we're taking all these courses to try to improve our lives, yet we weren't feeling any better about ourselves.
So around about that time, we were introduced to an Eastern approach, a meditative approach, and we actually sold our Park Avenue apartment. We sold everything. We got a couple backpacks.
We were going to go in search of across the world, you know, travel around the world to try to find ourselves. And we found ourselves in a meditation center in Gifa, Italy.
It was an international meditation center. People came from all over the world. And we actually spent a couple years there meditating. And
at the end of that time, taking workshops there that were a month long, and the last one we took there was 6 months long, we realized that we were not going to become enlightened in this lifetime.
It actually, a lot of wonderful things happened for us there. A lot of painful things happened there because the way we were approaching our lives was that something was broken and we were trying to fix it.
And when we realized that we would never fix it, because you can't fix yourself enough to feel okay with yourself if you don't feel okay with yourself to start with, then something happened.
It was one of these moments. It was an epiphany that Shai had, a direct experience where this moment was
all there was. This was it.
He actually experienced being here. And it had a profound, in an instant, transformation of his life. And it was communicable.
Everything shifted in that instant.
He stopped picking on himself.
Stopped qualifying what he had to say. Stopped trying to do it right. Stopped looking for the approval of others or trying to prove that he had gotten somewhere. And suddenly, everything was just perfect.
He stopped picking on me as well.
Not in that same moment.
Not that he was hard on me before, in particular. But no more hard than he was being on himself.
Right. You pick on other people just the same way you pick on you.
And my life transformed in that instant. I'm going to take a little side trip here. Lots of times we have people who will write us or call us and talk to us about, gosh, how is it possible that I could come to your workshop when really I think it's my relationship that needs changing, or it's my husband or wife that needs help. Well, I'll tell you something. When you transform, the world transforms around you. I had a direct impact personally from Shia's having that wide experience of this moment, which is infinite. When you're here, it's, of course, finite. It's very, very small, this moment, but it's infinite because you're here and here and here. And it's quite fantastic. So you are the central hub of your
universe.
And you aren't broken.
Right. That's the thing. Now, look, if you want to prove that you're broken, you'll win. We can't prove transformation to you. Transformation is one of those things that's provable. It's not even understandable. But what we've discovered in the last 25 years since that event took place is that it's possible to transform even though you don't understand how it happened. And what we assume causes it is you're getting into the current moment of your life. That's our assumption. We don't have proof. But we know that when people actually get present in the current moment of their lives transform. And that can happen on this show today if you get engaged not to disagree or agree with what's being said, but to hear it.
Now, I'm making an assumption that you're listening to this show because you have an interest in your own personal well-being and the well-being of those around you. And I have to tell you that our books, Working on Yourself, Doesn't Work, How to Create a Magical Relationship, and Being Here, those three titles, who knows when you listen to this, because we have other titles coming out sometime in the next year, but those are what are available today, right now. And if you haven't read those books, they're great, because they support you in being here in this moment. It gives you the step-by-step. We can only handle so much in this hour. And as Shia said, this hour will not be incomplete. Your life can transform in an instant, and at the same time, it's cumulative. The more you do to support it, the stronger that experience gets.
And so, look, let's talk a bit about our approach. Our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. So we're not going to try to change or fix you. An anthropologist is someone who observes cultures and how they function, and it's a non-judgmental observation, not figuring in comparison to their culture, just to notice the culture. If you did that with yourself, if you just noticed how it was that you're operating into life without judging yourself for it, without complaining to yourself that you don't fit some standard that you've been taught, that you've learned, then that's enough to have your life transformed.
Well, let's talk about these three very simple principles, because if you're thinking that something in you is broken or is wrong, then you're obviously resisting something about yourself.
And you're not going to want to see those things that prove you right that there's something wrong.
Say that again?
You're not going to want to see those things that prove you right that there's something wrong.
Give an example.
Well,
I'm not following.
If you feel like you're inept socially, you won't want to see the instances when you are, because it's embarrassing. And so you're going to try to avoid seeing those things that you don't like about yourself. You know?
Okay.
Is that more understandable? No? Well, I told you, transformation is not understandable.
So, okay, so give that example again. So you got the first principle, anything you resist.
Persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. So if there's something about yourself that you are not wanting to see, you want to be over already.
Okay, I didn't get following you now.
If you want to be over it already, then you won't want to see it when it shows up.
Gotcha.
But the second principle says, you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. So if you're being in your life in this moment and that which you don't like about yourself shows up, you can either resist it, which will cause it to persist and grow stronger, or you can see it without judging it, which is the third principle, which allows for it to complete itself in an instant. That's all it takes. And guess what?
Yeah, I follow that. So if there's something that you don't like about yourself, you're not going to want to see it when it shows up. You're going to want to have it over. You're going to think it's wrong in the first place. And all of those are symptoms of resisting it, which make it persist.
Right.
Second, you can only be exactly as you are right now.
So if that stuff that's showing up is showing up and you don't like it, it's only you that doesn't like it.
And so you can only have it, and you can only not like it if you don't like it in
right.
that instant.
And exactly.
Third, anything you see
and allow it to be exactly as it is, completes itself, and just like that, we go to a break.
God, why not? We'll come back. We'll talk more about if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We'll be back. Come on back. And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to
receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yep. Just a reminder for those of you in the New York and surrounding area, there is no Monday Night Alive next Monday, the 29th. Our next Monday Night Alive seminar is September 12th because the following week is Labor Day. And so come along, invite your friends, come join us. We have a caller on the phone. Shall we take her?
Yes, please.
Uli, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hearing your voice has me smile.
Thank you.
Transformation.
I have a question, if I may.
Yes, ma'am.
I've known you for quite a while, and I've attended several of your workshops, and ever since I got to know you, you have pointed out to me that I used to be hard on myself, picking on me and trying to fix myself to become a better person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And people I know from the workshops used to tell me the same time and time again. And the problem for me is that this is so normal for me that it's sometimes difficult to even feel this. It gets easier when I'm around transformation or after workshops, and then I can be aware of those thoughts, that particularly those that are mechanical, that come up time and time again, and let them pass by. But then time goes by, and I don't even feel this trying to fix myself anymore. And my question would be, what can I do to be more aware of this constantly?
Well, here's the thing. You got to be aware of your current surroundings. See, Uli, you live in a world where people are addicted to complaining about life.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. It's pervasive.
Yep.
So it's like you walk down the street and you're an alcoholic and every door on the street is a bar.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's an open invitation to complain about life, to resist how they, and to talk about how they have problems and their life is broken. You see, this thinking that something is broke is a symptom of that this isn't it and you're resisting your life. But that's a learned behavior. I said earlier, our approach is anthropological. And
yes.
An anthropologist studies cultures. And our cultures, all our cultures, whether it be in Germany where you are, or here in the United States, or in Taiwan, or anywhere, everyone that we've come across, the pervasive idea is that something someday in the future is going to be better than what you've got, and that's what you learned growing up, so it is the most natural way for you to think. You're habituated to thinking and seeing that way.
So the first yes. thing, Uli, is this. You come to our workshops, and it's like taking a psychic shower. And everybody who comes directs their attention into the moment and into honestly looking at their lives without self-reproach. And that's the first thing. You've been doing that, and that's really quite wonderful. But expect it to degrade. It's a little bit like going to a really strong couple of days where you're doing physical activity and it's wonderful and you feel wonderful afterwards. That degrades without the continued physical activity. So one of the things is you have to wrap your mind around this idea that transformation is not an achievement or something to aspire to. It's a lifestyle and a way of life. So you get better at it as you go, discovering ways in your day-to-day life to support yourself and being kind to yourself to begin with. The next thing is we talk to people a lot about what Shia just said to you, and that is being aware of the currents in your environment. And so what a lot of people do is, for instance, they share this radio show with their friends. They share their copy of our book, we up on YouTube, we have lots of videos on our Transformation Made Easy is actually our channel with the letters EZ. So it's Transformation Made, letter E, letter Z. And they share those with each other. And what happens is they start to create a reality around them. Reality is a function of agreement. If you start to create a reality around you of people who are starting to think in a way that is not a nonstop complaint about their lives, it's easier for you to hold it.
You know, I took my first transformational workshop 38 years ago, a little more than 38 years ago right now. And I moved from where I was living up to Maine, which is the northeasternmost state in the United States. And what I did was I told everybody on my road about this amazing workshop that I had done. And I enrolled people into coming down to Boston with me to attend workshops down there. So I created a community of people who are actually looking at their lives so they could unwire the mechanical nature of their lives. Now, it took me another, 13 years before I actually had a profound transformational shift. I had profound transformational shifts before that, but not like this final one that happened 25 years ago that allowed me to stop working on me, and then by virtue of proximity, I stopped working on Ariel as well.
But you know, as Shia is talking about that, Uli, you notice that he's talking about different aspects of his life. And there's been a certain consistency in regards to looking at the quality of his life and sharing with other people what's possible. And somebody came to Monday Night Alive this week, and they walked in and they said, sharing transformation is such a mood enhancer. And there's something that happens when you share possibility with other people, and not just about transformation, although, of course, that's one of my favorite subjects. When I find anything that's of value for other people, whether it's, in fact, you may have seen this come through. We are doing a course in Costa Rica in January, and somebody recently wrote out, hey, I found out that Continental Airline is having a sale on flights to Costa Rica for the next 2 days. You may want to get your tickets now. And I thought, wow, that's really wonderful. They didn't just go, oh, great, that's good for me. They shared that information with other people. And then somebody wrote to us today saying, wow, thanks to Norman, I bought my tickets and it was less expensive than last year. And
that's what made me look into this too, yes.
Yes.
The email we got.
One of the things that you forget is that you make a difference. So when you're being hard on yourself, you're generally lost in your own little world. And knowing that you make a difference makes it so much easier to be kind to yourself because it replicates out into your world.
Let me say something here. You know, Monday Night Live this week, there was a fellow there. His name is Tom, and he came up to us at the break, and he was talking about how he's noticed that the three principles of instantaneous transformation are really working in his life, because this week he's had these moments of sadness that came up. Just
intense
sadness. He couldn't figure out why or where they came from, but he said he noticed them, he looked at them, and they disappeared just as quickly as they had come, out of his not resisting them, but just feeling them and seeing them. And I said to him, Tom, what happened 10 years ago this next month? And he said, well, 9/11. And I said, that's right. And where were you on 9/11? And what was the day like? He says, I was on a pier on the Hudson River, and I saw the first plane hit the building.
And it was
and
a
it was
day a,
just like today.
And he started to cry.
Because, the day was enough of a reminder to his mind of this tragedy. And so he was having these feelings of sadness. He didn't know where they were coming from, but they were directly related to his past experience. And seeing that, he was freed from the sadness. See, there are currents in your life, Uli, that knock you off, and you don't even realize that they're there. They're kind of invisible, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so something somebody says or does is enough to establish, because our minds are these incredible computers that do this amazing search and retrieval function. You know, they go off on tangents and they look for things that will support our survival, which is a wonderful thing, because we're here because our minds have made us survive. But at the same time, you pick up feelings and moods and ideas that may not necessarily support your sense of well-being, and may indeed, you know, you'll get sad and you'll make a mistake on identifying it as something that you think happened when it was really something a long time ago that just popped back up.
But as in Tom's case, he didn't even have to go back and find what triggered it. In fact, he was already managing it quite well. But it's like when you allow yourself to feel something without resisting it, it disappears. You know, we have more to talk to you about this internal being kind to yourself. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, no problem.
Excellent.
I'll be here.
We'll be back shortly with Uli. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes.
Have you joined us on Facebook yet? Have you liked our Transformation Made Easy page? If you haven't, why don't you go ahead and go do that? We connect you up with videos. That's half videos and articles. Videos, articles, wonderful blogs from people in the community. Transformation Made Easy on Facebook. We're speaking with Uli. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Most excellent.
So we want to talk with you about something, Uli, that we discussed on the break. You know what that might be?
Not really.
Good.
You.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
I want to talk with you about you. See, you know, when we first met you, the things that you think that are still happening in your life, like, you know, you lose the moment from time to time and you pick on yourself and work on yourself?
Yes.
Well, at one time when we first met you, those things were huge.
I think in German they'd say gross, as in large.
Yes.
It was consuming. And
right.
So we may say the same things, or your friends may say, oh, be kind to yourself.
But the degree that you are being unkind to yourself these days is a very, very, very small fraction of the way it was when we first met you.
That's right, absolutely.
So here's the thing. You see, these behaviors, darling, are hardwired in all of us. They're there on tap. So they never really go away completely, but they get less and less and less as you leave them alone, they leave you alone. That's the third principle.
Yes, uh-huh.
And so you're doing great. And every once in a while, you know, things will happen in your life that'll trigger the old thought processes and the old picking on yourselves. But it's less than it's ever been, and it doesn't last long now. You notice that, too?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I know.
Now, our minds are structured for change. So it's likely that when something that you've done before pops up again, you go, oh, God, nothing is ever...
Not this again. No, this doesn't work either.
Rather yes. than recognize, aha, this is a symptom that happens when I didn't catch something, when something upsetting happened in my environment, or I unwittingly became disappointed because I didn't get that client I wanted, or something happens that triggers that. So it's not like it's a problem. It's an indicator of something.
An indicator?
Indicator.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it's like a warning light that goes on in our car. We get a little beep in our car when it tells us that...
We're almost out of gas.
Oh, okay. An indicator.
So now when you're being hard on yourself, maybe it's like your internal car going beep, you know, you need fuel. Or beep, you know, something just happened in your environment that you didn't catch.
You need to be kind to yourself.
Okay. That sounds good.
Good.
Yeah. You know,
can I say one of
I know you've called into the show before, Uli. I can't remember when, but we've been doing this show for probably 4 years now, maybe longer. And I'll bet you if you ever go back to one of the earliest shows that you were on and you listen, even your vocal quality has changed.
Dramatically.
Our lives are really this expanding event. And of course we're going to have the same tendencies. Those tendencies will follow you for the rest of your life, but they're not a problem. I have a slight tendency to get ahead of myself. It now I say slight. It used to be huge. I was always forward thinking and very little where I was. And now I found that if I'm off thinking about the future, it's like, aha, maybe I need more sleep.
Uh-huh.
I've learned to decode me rather than to fight with my thoughts.
Yeah, I see. I realize that about myself also when I don't get enough sleep, that I'm, like, much more unhappy with myself.
Very good.
Good for you. Excellent. You know, we really appreciate that you called in today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And wishing you a lovely rest of your evening.
Yes, talk to you soon.
Okay.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye.
We have another caller.
Yes,
shall we take
do.
Her?
Noni, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Where are you today?
I'm at home. I live in New York City.
Okay. So we went...
You survived the earthquake.
Oh, yeah. That was something. That was an experience.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But we didn't feel it in New Jersey.
At least not here in our home, we didn't.
Or at least we were up in the air at the time, you know, like bouncing on a trampoline, you know. We were not quite touching the ground.
Who knows what we were up to. What can we do for you today?
I think you may have already answered the question that I have, and it was about when you're around other people and you begin to feel very uncomfortable with thoughts that will come into your head that are contradicting what's going on, how do you just disengage or...
I'm a little confused.
Can you give an example?
Yeah, because when you say thoughts...
that are contradicting what's happening.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little confusing to me.
Okay, I go to church. And
you go to church, good.
Yes, and it's a Baptist church.
All right.
But I do a lot of other readings, and I've done a lot of, spiritual searching. And
yes.
I grew up Catholic, but my grandmother was Baptist, so I had both. They wanted us to do Catholic because they thought the education was better. But then
so
I
you have a
older.
Lot of different spiritual input over your life.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Or religious input.
Yeah.
Religious.
Well, both between her, the two varied Christian religions and then
right.
the spiritual books that she's done as well. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And so sometimes when I'm there, well, I was there on last Sunday. And
okay.
I sing in the choir. And as we have, it's a ritual, very ritual. They do everything in order. It's a, you know, order. They follow a program. And so as we were singing, choir sings before the minister walks in. And their visitors also, they have all tour buses coming from different parts of the world. And so we're singing. And as the minister walks in, I hear in my head, you know, this again, and are you doing the right thing? And
you heard in your head, this again?
Yeah, this is not a game.
Oh, this is not a game.
Right, like I guess being in church. And but it wasn't even in my voice, you know, but it stopped me, and it was almost like things just stood still, and then I got really nervous. And I had to just breathe and get back to singing, you know.
Hmm.
It's not. But then I realized that it wasn't, you know, my it wasn't me in a way. Because when you said realize where you are, and just
well, let me ask you something, Noni. If you walk into a restaurant, do you ever notice that you can? And people stop and look as you come in. You think you can know what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like if they're judging you for one reason or another, like you're wearing a bright blue
headband.
Headband. That's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And people look at your blue headband and they make judgments of. Nice,
wow, I like that.
Nice
or,
headband.
Or like, what is that?
Right.
Yes.
Don't you feel it?
Yes.
Well, we're all pretty psychic that way, you know. We know what other people are thinking when it's directed at us, but also we have the ability to hear other people's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not realize it, but sometimes the thoughts you have are not yours.
Mm.
And so it's very possible that there are a lot of dissatisfied people in your church.
And if you have tour bus is going through, then you have a very wide cultural intake of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it also may be that there are parishioners who resent the people who are coming and checking out how this church works, but who aren't there really for the experience of what's happening there. More
right.
as a touristic experience rather than a religious experience, if that's what they're there for.
Okay, okay.
So it's very possible that you pick that up and then personalize it as though there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look. Here's the thing. Is it possible that you can love and enjoy church and at the same time find fault with different aspects of the way things are done there?
Well, I can enjoy it, but I do sometimes not agree with certain things, but when I'm enjoying it, I really enjoy it. I'm not understanding your question. I don't know if
Then I have a question, a different question for you. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes. Okay.
Good, because Shai can ask you the question again, and if it's still there after the break. We'll
okay.
be back shortly, everybody. Come on
yeah,
back.
Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back. We were just talking, Ariel and I.
And we realized Noni was listening.
Noni was listening.
How cool is that? So one of the things that we were talking about is that if you were raised with multiple religions, most people get enculturated into one religion, either Baptist or Catholic or Buddhist or Jewish or nothing. But they don't usually have, or frequently at least, don't have the two very different religious
Christian religions that are conflicting with one another to start with.
Because Catholic and Baptist are two very different approaches to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been trained in a certain respect to have one foot in and one foot out of whatever religious experience you're in the midst of.
Mm-hmm.
Because you weren't going to Catholic school because that's, you know, was your parents' religion as much as that was the better education. You had your grandmother. You have all of these different beliefs and influences.
And not only that, I would bet that in your family there was some strong arguments about religion.
Well, you had to go. It wasn't an argument.
But I'm saying that there was Christianity or Baptist or Catholic. They're not mutually
inclusive
of each other.
Okay.
So I'm sure that different family members had very strong convictions, more leaning more toward one than the other.
And of course you had to go. Everybody who's raised in a culture has to go to whatever the culture dictates.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, and if your parents were atheists, then you would have to not go.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things you talked about in the last segment, you were talking about how it's very ritualistic and it follows the same format each week. Well, that's a lot of people come to church just for that.
For the structure of the ritual.
The ritual, whether it's saying the rosary, whether it is the preacher speaks, the choir sings, we hear a bit of scripture, that there's a ritual that's followed that allows them to relax.
Because they know where it's going.
Right.
And so they don't have to worry about, what might show up next that I'm not ready for.
And in a certain respect, it almost sets them up in a meditative state, because what's coming is what they know to expect, what they enjoy. They know they're going to have at least three songs from the choir, or they get to sing along for two. There's something very relaxing about that.
Right. The ritual part I'm not too upset about.
You're upset about?
I think I'm more upset about the hierarchy, I know we have to have someone that's in charge, but it's almost like some people are better than other people in the line of being more spiritual or more, able
yes.
to do things.
That's always going to be that way around any organized religion.
Yeah, but you may find that your minister, for instance, doesn't share that point of view, but it's something that people in the congregation assign to him or her so that they don't have to be responsible for their own lives. Because
mm-hmm.
I see it in our workshops, Noni. We're obviously, Shai and I, the director of the show, in that we are the people who produce the workshops. But in our experience, there is an equality in people. And we love it when people step forward and are fully themselves and fully participatory and pointing out what they see and what they know. And it's not like it all has to come from us. But we also are aware that when that happens, sometimes people get disturbed. They want it to come from us. They want to hold themselves in a hierarchy. In change, you have hierarchy of top and bottom. You have better and worse. And people aren't structured in their minds generally for teamwork.
Okay.
The thing that I often find about you...
Well, you're okay with defeated in a way, as though we're not giving you the right answer.
The thing about you, Noni, is that there's often a fight inside you, and you actually...
You blame the circumstances for your discomfort.
I can't be wholehearted at church, for instance, because there are aspects I don't like. But I'm wondering if there's anything in your life where you don't find exceptions.
Where you see, what if your mind is an exception-finding machine?
The day is great, except for fill in the blank.
My job is great, except for great, except for
my relationship is great, all except for.
I see that. I see it.
Yeah,
yes.
but there's nothing wrong with that. If you see it and don't see it as something wrong, but just see it as that's the way it is and include it, you can move on from it. If you resist that, if you say, I want it to be different, I don't want to be that way, you get stuck there.
Right.
Well, the other thing, too, is if you believe it to be true, if you actually think your holding back at church has to do with the you're not sure that you like certain pieces of it, that's not why you're holding back. You hold back because you hold back.
Right.
And then you give yourself justifications
for it.
That's
right. You find a reason for your holding back. It may not be the accurate reason. If it were, in fact, the accurate reason, it probably would clear up immediately.
Yeah, you'd stop holding back.
Okay.
I mean, I remember once I was leading a workshop many years ago out in the Sierras, and the person that managed me was there, and I had this assistance workshop that I was leading, and I said to my boss, I said, Landon, you know, your being here makes me nervous. He said, well, if you know that, stop being nervous. And that was the best thing that guy ever said to me. Because I stopped being nervous, and I just did my job. I didn't blame him for how I felt. It wasn't caused from outside me. If you catch this one, Noni, you're going to have immense freedom in your life. Mm-hmm. That you are not upset by the circumstances. You
and
just have rolling upsets that come through. You look outside you to see why it's bothering you, and you blame it on that, and that's what keeps it in place, because it's a false cause.
In that you're habituated to being dissatisfied with anything. And if you recognize that, it's really like this key that opens the door. So when
it's not a bad thing.
When something says, oh, wow, I just don't like this, it's like, well, you can obviously get out of a situation you don't like, but it doesn't mean such weighty things.
Okay.
You know,
that's
we...
cool.
That is cool.
It is cool. It's totally cool.
And you know what? It's totally cool that we're at the end of our show hour.
We're out of time. That's totally cool, too. And I would rather be with no one else but you and Ariel in this moment.
And whoever's listening.
That's, of course.
Including our lovely technician, Travis. We have to go. We'll be back next week.
Not Justin.
Oh, Justin, sorry. It is Justin. Sorry. I don't know where I got Travis. That's probably our fishing guide next.
I
tell you I'm forward thinking. We'll be back next week.
Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.